Oh, we are back. Segment three here of the Gunsmith Show this morning. First Saturday in February, February 7th.
That's
welcome.
Right.
Glad to have you. We're going to talk about safety, improving marksmanship. But this segment is brought to you by Reliable Enterprises.
That's right. Jeremy at Reliable is glad to sponsor the show. And I have great talks with this guy. He's so down to earth.
Licensed builder, fantastic work.
He is. And he specializes in so many cool things. It's hard to pick a specific topic to talk about with him. But the guy builds man caves and safe rooms, and that is right into this alley, if you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With the Gunsmith Show and all you people out there that have got a collection or want to have that room that is dedicated safe storage and secure storage with vault doors, whatever you want to have. You want the baddest man cave you ever could imagine? Let Jeremy design it for you and make it happen. You can reach Jeremy at Reliable Enterprises at 429-6957. You can link to him right from my website. It's Reliable. You'll see his logo right there on the side of my website. You can check it out. And that's at the GSS.com.
Boy, does fantastic outside work, too. And it's,
you
know, February's shortest month of the year. He gets busy spring and set. But when it comes to decks and so forth,
No comparison.
Nobody can
build.
These are incredible decks.
I was reminiscing this week. I pulled up a bunch of pictures of my old deck work because I used to have a company called Decks Unlimited, and that's all they do is build high-end decks. And I had some good-looking decks, but, man, that guy can build some.
He's
got
craftsman.
The drone footage of him and everything.
Does fantastic
He
work.
Thinks outside the box more than I could with pencil and paper. He thinks, like, three-dimensionally really, really good.
Yeah.
His deck designs and pergolas and hot tub rooms and that kind of stuff.
Get with them early just to make sure he gets
saunas. The guy custom built saunas.
Yeah.
And
they're big right now.
I would love to have a sauna.
I would too.
I would be in one. Hot coffee and a sauna. I'd be in heaven.
Coffee
right
wait for you after you come out and it's nice and crisp on a spring day, early spring day.
And it would fit my perfect coffee cup that says, "I don't perspire. I percolate."
There you go. All right.
So, get a hold of Jeremy. You'll be glad you did. Again, 810-429-6957. And let me know what you hear from it. You have any questions or anything, get a hold of me at shooter@thegss.com. If you want a personal recommendation, I'll give it to you. So now let's talk safe storage because we are talking about storage and safe rooms. Safe storage is unloaded, locked, and secured from young people or from bad people from having access. So you don't want to leave your house and leave open guns around the house. You don't want to leave them in the desk drawer because that's the first place a criminal is going to look, or maybe a kid just going through a drawer looking for anything like that. So, and most importantly, I think, is you want to keep them away from the mentally unstable. And I think that's where we cross a line where we're almost afraid to say anything, but we can't be because too many lives are dependent upon us being smart stores of our guns and our ammunition. Now, if you're going to have a gun that is for self-defense, doesn't make any sense to not have it loaded, not have it accessible. So we have to draw a fine line between safe storage and smart storage. That's where your training kicks in. Training should be on every American's list of things to do. If in a perfect world, we would all be trained properly. Not to say a military training, but it is good. But be trained in safe gun handling and basic marksmanship. A big, big, big YES on that one. Because basic marksmanship is something that some people never see. They don't get it. You're not taught it in schools, but I think it should be so that everybody has a basic understanding of the safety factors around a gun, what it can do, the power it yields, and stopping accidents from happening through common sense training. Now, in our 250th year, safe gun handling and basic marksmanship, I think, it should be mandatory. This country would be a lot better off if it would become commonplace, or mandatory, Maybe it wouldn't. Maybe we wouldn't be so concerned about gender neutral bathrooms if we made these things more more every day, and we wouldn't be worried about, you know, so many of these crazy liberal ideas if we could just get the training to these kids and let them know that it's okay to be boys, it's okay to be boys, girls, it's okay to be girls, but you can both learn how to shoot and how to train properly and be safe and have good marksmanship skills. It's not a man or a woman thing. It's just good skills to have. It's like being able to make a good cup of coffee. Everybody should know that. So, let's get back to, you know, maybe the, what do they call it? The three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic, but it's, and then add marksmanship to that. So, with a good dose of physical fitness, cause back to what I talked about earlier with those 1911s, we need strong people. This country needs strong people. We need craftsmen. We need journeymen. We need people that are willing to do the job. And we're seeing it more and more. We're, you know, families will have two or three kids, and one of them's going to a school. And that's wonderful things. Those are wonderful. You know, school for specified training for work, plumbers, electricians. Those are all good, good things. A good mix is what this country needs. So I don't want to hear any anti-American rhetoric in our 250th year, but less gaming would help. Training these kids to shoot, and there is a lot of talk about it. There's legislation breaking every day on possibility of having mandatory gun safety classes in school. And I think it would be a good idea. It's not, you know, that's my idea, not, you know, the radio stations. That's my idea. So this is still the United States of America. And we want to do the best we can to keep it as good as we can. Kind of like the Army used to say, let's be all that we can be. And I think it's, and it's my opinion, Dan. I know you're looking at me a little funny right now. Your head's a little twisted, kind of like a puppy going, where is he going with this? But my meaning is well thought. It's well intentioned.
I think, you know,
it's well intentioned.
So you know, as an example, I think you're right. You know, they just redid the food pyramid. You know, eating real food.
Yeah.
Getting away from the stuff that's quick and easy.
Yeah.
In boxes, processed. It's healthier for you.
Right.
You know, to eat, you know, vegetables with butter on them, real vegetables.
Yeah.
And butter.
Butter.
Real
butter
is good for you. And eggs.
Good.
All the things. You know, I remember my dad, heart disease.
Yeah.
Died young, heart attack.
Yep.
They talked about, you know, you were supposed to eat margarine, you were supposed to only eat egg whites.
Right.
All that's bunk.
Yep.
You know, and physical fitness, you're right. Training.
Yeah.
You know, this is so important. I loved seeing, you know, like the push-up and chin-up
challenge. Challenges. Yeah.
Yeah, that they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, getting back to these things, and gun safety, big part of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's
not
your
for
everybody, right.
But it's
your right to carry arms. And but with that comes responsibility. Like
right.
You always say, you've got to, you know, we were talking about this with respect to Williams Gun Sight Company. They've got the ranges.
Yes.
They teach the classes, CPL classes, basic pistol classes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was talking with Brian about this too from Williams. You know, these CPL classes, and with you, you know, it's as important to learn when not to shoot, how not to shoot,
as
to be prepared if you have to shoot, to know how to do it.
The gun is the last resort.
Last
not
resort.
The first resort.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you learn all this stuff. I mean, and it wasn't like we were living in the Old West back in the day. You know, we weren't like, and even the Old West wasn't all it was portrayed to be.
Yeah, that's
you know,
for sure.
You,
short lifespan.
Yeah. but you didn't just start shooting. And, you know, we've got kids and so forth that are on medicine.
Yeah.
That are not being, don't have good men for role models.
Right.
For whatever, you know, they don't learn about how to control themselves. And, you know,
right.
those things are so
and
important.
I'm hoping we can get the schools back to that. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that there are good role models for everybody.
Yeah.
And
men
and
women.
And not, man haters or woman haters that are doing it. You know what I mean? Because that's not how we're going to get better as a country.
And I think even, you know, women who seem to think sometimes that, you know, they've got to be aggressive, more masculine to you don't
nothing
have to be anything.
Being a woman.
No, you know? There's nothing wrong with being a strong woman. There's nothing there, but there's nothing wrong with being a man either.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And too many times boys are tried to be corralled into not being a boy. You know what I mean? And let them do gadgets and tear things apart and put them back together. Yeah. Eventually they'll have to put them back together because there won't be anything else to play with, you know?
I got pretty good at taking things apart.
Yeah.
I never truly excelled at putting them back together.
Well, but you know, you're still young.
Yeah, I suppose that's right.
Sometimes our best things are learned when our hair turns silver.
Yeah, okay.
But, well, and, you know, if I'm sure you got ideas on this, and if, you know, if I'm barking up the wrong tree, tell me, but send me an email, shooter@thegss.com. Next, we're going to talk about some wonderful used and clearanced 1911s at Williams Gunsight.
I sort of figured that's where we were going on the final segment.
Oh, yeah. There's so
he set it up with the 1911.
There's so many.
1911
segment.
Gosh.
Yeah. They just have a plethora of wonderful 1911s. They do. Thank goodness. Because
a great selection of firearms,
it's America.
Period.
We got
America.
Millions of 1911s in this country.
It's the Gunsmith Show. Keep it right here. We'll be back after this on US 103.1.